Yesu yobazibwa nnyo baana ba Katonda. Mwasuze mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo? Obulamu buli butya?
Obulamu bulungi.
Mbuuliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Era omuwe ekirowoozo ekirungi.
And give them a good thought.
Eky'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Of the word of God.
Kubanga nga bw'ayogera mu Yeremiya 29.
As he speaks Jeremiah 29. Verse 10 to 12.
Omubuulire ebiri mu kyawandiikibwa ekyo.
Tell them what's in that scripture.
Mukama ayongere okumuwa omukisa.
That God blesses them more.
Kubanga alina ebirowoozo ebirungi.
For he has a good thoughts.
Okutuwa enkomerero ennungi okusinga entandikwa.
Give us a better end than the beginning.
So entandikwa yo yandibanga teyali ennungi.
Perhaps the beginning was not good.
Oba tebadde ennungi.
Or it's not been good.
Naye singa onyiikira okumunoonya.
If you diligently seek him.
Okwagala okumwekenneenya n'omutima gwo gwonna.
To love and lies him with all your heart.
Naye yeeterekera ebirowoozo ebirungi.
He will prepare the good thoughts.
Timubire ebyo bw'olimala okukyuka n'odda gy'ali.
Those days after you turn back unto him.
N'okyuka n'omutima gwo gwonna. N'omutima gwo gwonna.
With all your heart.
N'obulamu bwo bwonna.
And all your life.
Naye alikomyawo endowoozo ebirowoozo bye ebirungi
gy'oli. He will restore his good thoughts to you.
N'akuwa enkomerero ennungi.
And give you a better end.
Bw'oliba omaze okukyuka.
After you would have turned.
So tetulina round about okukyuka kudda eri Katonda ku nsi.
Don't have a round about turning to God. The world, except to turn from deception of this world to seeking truth. Look home where we came from, heaven. That's the only way to turn. Even our Father is in heaven. If you don't think to get back to heaven, we've not yet turned. But that's where we came from. Even our turning is to go back there. When he says, turn back to me,
ask
yourself, where is he? Whom I turn unto him. Say, I your Father, I'm in heaven.
Turning,
you have to turn back unto me in heaven. Is it not that? Many times we started that scripture, that turn back to me.
Ask
if there's a roundabout on this world, which can help us turn and back unto God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So much.
If you return well, you first ask the one telling you, turn to him. Where is he? You know, is your Father in heaven? And if you change your thoughts, or you think get back home in heaven, it will give you a better end. Not leave you as you began, neither as you are. The one who seemeth well will move them be more well. Even the one seeming bad, Lord,
you
give them goodness beyond that. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we thank him, God, for this morning, and he's gathered us, he's enabled us,
by
the authority of his Holy Spirit, and we come together
in
the gathering of the holy clan, the clan of heaven. We want to move on to hear and know what concerns the heads of this family.
Where
is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? As he told us in Matthew 28:19, that we made disciples,
baptized
in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then we enter the family of God. Ephesians 2:18 unto 19. All we all have access through the one Spirit to go to the Father. No more strangers, neither sojourners, but we are of the household of God. We want to move on even today on what concerns the household of God. This household speaks much of it in Isaiah.
And he
says, heaven is the throne and earth is his footstool. Now, which house can we build for him?
So,
now, we cannot build him a house. He made himself a house called heaven.
And
we want to move on to what's in there.
So,
now, this there. And even this morning,
we want to
move on part one with the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Still move on with part one of journey of heaven. And we know in the part one of journey of heaven, it has the rim above, made of the fourth, first created heaven, which has the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God. And still in the rim above, we have the second created heaven, where we find four living creatures, store of spirits of creations, those given bodies, those given bodies in different creations. Yes, still in the rim above, we have the third heaven, which has the garden of God, the paradise of God. And in the center of the garden, the third heaven, we find the throne of God surrounded by thrones of 24 elders.
So,
next, after we finish the rim above, in the part one of journey of heavens, after we finish the rim below, we shall go see three heavens in the rim above. But we are still moving on
to
see what is in the rim below. The fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the rim below, made of the fourth created heaven. And in there we see seven things in summary.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Point.
Still on the fifth point in what we see in the rim below.
Underground.
What we call the underground.
Underground.
Water and underground.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So part one,
now part one of journey of heaven. That's where we still stand. We see it under the other major heading. God revealing me the call. The covenant. And his glory on the nation of Uganda. In the era of AD. Through the journey of heaven. Moved in the Bible. For 7 years. From 2005 to 2011. In the series of the visions, the dreams, the trance,
Azotas,
Urim, and the famine, the spiritual transport. Where this part one of journey of heaven and part two.
Part two,
part two
we
would have gone above the heavens in the beginning.
And we
still move on with part one of journey of heaven. It has the rim above, where we shall see three heavens up there. But we still move on, see in the rim below, the fourth created heaven, and the things we briefly see in there, seven things. And the first we saw it, so the rim below is made of fourth created heaven, and this heaven is hard as iron and it is circular. The blue heaven we see up there,
it's
image that you see, yet it is circular and it is hard as iron.
So
that's what we first saw in the rim below. And we straight get it from the scriptures of truth. And we move to the second point. We saw the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, in the firmament of the heaven. Genesis 1 verse 14
unto 20.
And we look at the life of these stars, and we saw there are three major works.
It
involve counting us time and season, involve worship and praising of God, involve storing the weapons of God. Now we saw that kingdom of the stars.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In
the firmament of the fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Then the third point that we saw in the rim below, the fourth created heaven, we moved on to see of hell.
Geena,
hell,
Obama Gombe,
hell. It's known as the prison of God and the bottomless pit. Praise Jesus much. We got many scriptures till we reached in the Revelations 9 in the verse 1-3. And we show when hell is opened up in the prison of God. In the bottomless pit, the sun and the moon stop to give their light. What direct us where is hell located?
And
moved on to head to discover the one who leads it. Discovered Satan is the one in charge of hell. But there is an angel with this group. And we had in Revelation 20, from verse
1-2,
and we saw angel with a big chain and the key of the bottomless pit.
Capture
Satan, bind him in the pits of hell. And we discovered the bottomless pit, the prison of God, where imprisoned rebellious spirits. And that is hell. The one in charge, it is called in Yabadon, spoke in Revelation 9 and the verse 11, that they have a king over them, angel the bottomless pit, and his name is called Abaddon or Apollyon. Praise Jesus much. Yes, amen. Look to it according to Revelation 9:16.
The
army is made of 200 billion. And these were divided. And some worked on death. And others work in real hell. We look much in Revelation 6. The verse 7 and 8. And they saw one sitting on the yellow horse. And his name is called Death. And hell follows him behind. There are many things God explains that concerning hell. Born in the kingdom of the stars. In the firmament of the heaven. The fourth created heaven. The rim below. Praise Jesus much.
So
now after we finished that, we began to see our fourth point, principalities. Satan and his fallen angels, who appear as demons of clans, in their first base in the kingdom of the stars. We look
at
the book of Obadiah, that chapter 1, from verse 2-4.
Show
how Satan built their base in the kingdom of the stars. And we saw much concerning the powers of darkness of the air. Now we saw in Ephesians 2, from verses 1-3 and the many other scriptures,
we
began to enter our fifth point that we still on up to now.
We
first saw how Satan and his fallen angels, now are led by Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan, how they were bound with Satan at the beginning of Eddie. Praise Jesus much. So how they come from the base in the stars, and they go in two other bases on this planet Earth. We look much in the Luke 10:18. If we saw Satan comes down as lightning, praise Jesus much. But we knew that they can use the rockets, the fleets of the aliens, the fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they come down on the mist under the ocean, in the Bermuda Triangle,
at
the Atlantic Ocean, near in America. Those we studied much in Ezekiel, chapter 27, starting from verse 1-5.
So,
and there it caused us to go in our fifth point that we still on up to now. In the fifth point,
underwater,
it speaks of the underwater
base,
the second base
Satan,
of the devils.
Then underground,
and it connects with the underground,
base Satan,
that base of the devils found on the planet Earth.
So,
now we've seen much
underwater,
in the underwater.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Seen much in things and underwater
what?
In what's done there. Of the evils of sacrificing, involved selling human body parts, selling fruits of the spirit and the physical fruits, into selling human souls, and they are connected with powers of darkness, those under the ocean.
We
still move on to see what is in the ocean.
Today
we want to move on still. And we see some of the merchandising and the other evils, those which follow the merchandising of the devils under the ocean.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on to see things under the ocean, the merchandising of the devils, and the evil works of sacrifice which follow.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
One,
move on here at that and powers of darkness in this day. We are about to summarize, go see things in the third base in the underground.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But today we want to see
the
merchandising of the devils under the ocean and the evils which follow, which involves different sacrificing and the powers of darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's what we head on to see. As we ended, as we heard, according to Ezekiel 27, verse
105,
we look much to the major base under the ocean, at the Atlantic Ocean,
and
the place known as Bermuda Triangle, near in America. Let's read, we hear.
Ezekiel 27,
from verses 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinyigira nate, nga kyogera nti, olunyolo okubiri. Naawe omwana w'omuntu, tanula okungubagira Tuulo. Olwokusatu, ogambe nti, ogambe Tuulo nti, ayi gwe atuula wayingirwa mu nnyanja, omusuubuzi w'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi. Bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti, gwe ayi Tuulo, oyogedde nti, nze natuukirira mu bulungi. Olwokuna, ensalo zo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja, abazimbi bo baatuukiriza obulungi bwo. Olwokutaano, embaawo zo zonna baziggya mu miberozi egiva ku seniri, bajje emivule ku Lebanoni okukolera omulongooti.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Look
most in the Ezekiel 27, most the first five,
agamanti, said,
under the ocean there is a mist which springs from the heart of the sea, just as we last heard. That's where the throne of Satan is. Today we are Satan, Jezebel's seats, the hair of Lucifer, after Satan being in prison in the beginning of Eddie, after death and resurrection of Jesus.
Past
2019 years now, praise Jesus much.
You
look much on this mist. It's what
showed
that you don't dare just pass at Bermuda Triangle. In the time it is rising out of the water, every fleet passing there, it's moving to be captured.
It takes
there, disappears in the ocean down there, as ships, aeroplanes, and the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
You've been hearing in your news that in that place, you don't dare just pass there.
Bermuda Triangle,
at the Bermuda Triangle,
Atlantic Ocean,
the Atlantic Ocean, near in America. I tell you this day, on the business and the merchandising of Satan under the ocean, and the evils which follow,
which
different sacrificing,
even
the powers of darkness, the powers of the devil, the powers of the curse, the power of destruction.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
as they began the verse 1, they told us different merchandising. Satan moves on to be involved in it under the ocean. Let's read begin verse 1 we hear.
Ezekiel yesula yabiri mu musanvu onyoli soka.
Ezekiel 27 the verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinyigira nate nga kyogera olunyolo kubiri nti nawe omwana w'omuntu tanula okungu bagira tulo. Olunyolo kusatu. Ogambe tulo nti aigwe atula wayingirirwa mu nyanja omusubuzi wa mawanga eri ebizinga bingi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Musubuzi wa mawanga
is the merchant of nations
and
too many coasts.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Many islands you see on this world. Right now they are used to reach onto different merchandise from under the ocean. Even they are merchandising from different nations to others. Which pass these seas. But they are tricks in bringing in merchandising from under the ocean. In the eras before, Satan did merchandising on all nations. Satan and his fallen angels. Most merchandises were gathered under the ocean and they took them from planet Earth. Now it reached a time and that the ones who seemed to sell to the world,
Satan
is strictly as you know him of the Genesis 3 and is crafty.
Knew
if I have first purchased from them, for he purchased from them and he gave them powers in return. He gave them powers of darkness and
he
gave him different merchandise. And you know eras before of BC, before birth of Christ on earth, people loved much power more than things of riches. I think you remember in the eras before,
nations needed
powers of
sorcery.
It's what they wanted to gather. Now they gave to Satan different merchandises and he put them under the ocean. Today is making out of everything different riches, brings back that he buys our souls, he buys the fruits, he buys the body parts. Now you know what is valuable to him, to buy from you your soul. That he can destroy you. He first make a trick.
Got
that riches, put them under the ocean. Ezekiel 29, verse 1 to 3. God speaks this concerning Satan, called in the Egyptian language Pharaoh,
but it's
called Golden Serpent, Satan himself. Listen well.
Ezekiel 29,
the verse 1.
Mumwaka ogwe kumi, mumwezo ogwe kumi, kuruna kurumwezo ogwe kumi, nebili, echigambo cha Mukama nechinjijira, ngachogera, olinyolo kubiri, nchomwana womuntu, simba amaso go kole kera Farao, kabaka we Misiri, omulagulireko ne ku Misiri yonna. Olunyolo kusatu. Yogera ogambe nti, bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti, laba, ndi mulabewo Farao, kabaka we Misiri, ogusoto ogunene, okugalamira wakati mmigga gyagwo. Ogwogedde nti, omugga gwange, gwange, era ngwekoledde nzekka.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When they called the name Pharaoh, they mean the old serpent, Satan himself, whom we've read of times. But he said the rivers are his. But most, the major bases in Bermuda Triangle,
Atlantic Ocean,
in the Atlantic Ocean, near America.
All
dreams set and reached a point claiming they're all his. And say, even all this world, he reached claiming it is his. According to Luke
4,
Lord Jesus is taken. The Holy Spirit takes him in the desert.
He's
tempted and tested by Satan. said, told him, bow to me, give you kingdoms of the world. For they were given me.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, obusubuzi,
now, merchandise on different islands of Satan, from under the ocean. It's possible always.
He's
been claiming the rivers are his. Rivers and the
sea.
Has claimed all the dry land of the earth that it's his. Moved on to do his work of stealing. And you know his work.
According
to John 10. He came to steal. To steal. And to destroy. Those are his works.
Now, he
kills and holds on something.
Achiba.
He steals it.
Nachita.
He kills it.
Nachizikiriza.
And he destroys it.
Now,
stealing seeds, he did not create them.
As
we heard his craftiness and tricks, he claims all streams to be his.
He
can do merchandise on different coasts.
We
speak of Pharaoh with the olden serpents.
We
don't speak of Satan himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Some of what we had in the book of Revelations. Revelations 12.
Ukatusomonyo lwe 10.
Okubikulirwe sura ya 12 olunyiriri olwe 10.
Revelations 12 verses 10.
Nempulire dobozi edene muguru ngaliyo garanti kakano buloko zibuze na amanyi no wakabaka bwakatonda wafe no buinza bwa Kristo we kubanga lopa baganda bafe yasulibwa abalopa masoga katonda Gakatonda wafe misana nechiro. Olunyole kumi nolumu. Nabo, bamu wangu la olumu
sa...
Let's get upwards a little.
Kubikulirwa esula ya kumi na bili, olunyiri olumu sa...
Revelation 12 from verse 7.
Ne wabo utalo muguru. Mikai neba malaika ave. Neba tabalo okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota negulwana neba malaika ava guo. Olunyole olumu nana. Nebata inza, so ne watalabika kifocha abwe na temu guru. Olunyolwe kumi, uromoenda. Nogu soto ogunene, negusulibwa. Omusota ogweda, oguitibwa mulioliomi. Era sitani, omulimba wensizo na. Negusulibwa kunsi, neba malaika bago, neba sulibwa na guo.
Yes, you
praise
you.
Jesus, man.
Babayo, gira kugusota.
When you speak of the dragon,
ogusoto ogweda.
The olden serpents.
Yes, you
praise
believe.
Jesus much. They speak of Satan. Even his fallen angels who appear as demons of the clans. After they come from their base in the kingdom of the stars, they have base under the ocean.
It will
be so old building which is under the ocean. City of the devils under the ocean. Now they do different merchandising which is of high level. If you look to Isaiah 27 in the verse 1, they speak of him like this.
Isaiah 27
the verse 1.
Kuluna kululi mukama alibonereza lukwata omusoto ogulu kuka nechitala che echoboji echinene chamanyi Nelukwata ogwegorogonya era alita ogusoto oguli mu nyanja.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
Ayogerwako okubo omusoto oguli mu chi.
Spoken of being a serpent
oguli mu nyanja.
In the sea.
Nyanja gagadi.
The big sea.
Wanobako isa osi.
Here the UC.
Yetuita Atlantic Ocean.
We call it Atlantic Ocean.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus.
Waseyo mu nyanja.
Under the ocean.
Obusubuzi.
Merchandising of the devils. The evil works involve sacrificing powers of darkness. And today this reached in religions of the devils together with the false salvation where there are prophets who are greed and pastors who are fallen. They have greeds of things. And they go there under the ocean to sell their souls and to sell the fruits of gentleness. and to sell their body parts, even to sell congregation of people, those they are with,
for needing
merchandising and riches of Satan, the big cars, the big houses, the aeroplanes, different riches and wealth,
but they are
filled of greed and wishing themselves. Some of the evils they move by, they are filled of robbery by powers of darkness, and they bewitch the congregation of many, and moves on to give out their possession. If they are businessmen of the world, you are poor as they get rich. They rob blessings. And they change favors of people. People fail many and they are the only rich in the world. If they are in the way of church, they get rich and others in the congregation are very poor. And they see many problems and troubles. The merchandising of Satan is like that. And you
think
the pastor is extremely rich, but congregation is very poor. You know you've fallen on a problem.
Many are
in the merchandising of Satan. You know Satan, before he fell, some of the things which made him fall,
what
is sitting in the throne of God, as we heard,
even
merchandising was one of the things. But the great product is to buy human souls. Not only human. He bought even those of angels, a third of them. Those are 33 trillion souls of angels. Now human beings,
them,
buys them is the major product. Besides the price of gold and silver, carry powder and the others. You know, curry powder of the devils is very hard. It's not the usual curry powder. You eat it to get mad. That you can sell your soul.
So, I mean, to binge.
No, many things. Merchandising of Satan. The greatest product, which is not easily exchanged, is the soul of a human being. The greatest product to them. When Satan bought us with nothing to buy us, he bought us with deception.
Yes,
Jesus shed blood to buy us back. Yet the greatest product in the merchandising of the devils under the ocean, buying human souls and of the death of the angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those of animals, they fail to buy them. You know, creations never bow to Satan a single day.
Now,
he has no way to pass to buy their souls.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
In Ezekiel 28, this verse is 11. They say Satan initially, before he fell, he was a cherubim. And he went to the garden of God.
This
way he found man to buy his soul from him. Let's read there we hear.
Ezekiel
28, verse 11.
Ne chinjijira nga chiogera olunyolo kubiri ntio mwana w'omuntu tanula okungu bagira kabaka wetulo omugambe nti bwati bwayogera mukama katonda nti osaka bonero kubutukirivu ngojuddo amagezi ngotukiriddo obulungi olunyolo 13 Walimu Aden olusuku lwa Katonda.
Uliriza bulungi.
Listen very well.
Orunyi olwekuminesa lugamba.
The verse certainly say.
Yali mu Aden olusuku lwa Katonda.
He was in Eden, the garden of God.
Obala twaga tumanye ani ono.
We want to know who is this one.
Tusobola okudayo ko tulabe byaliwo mu lusuku.
Get back, see what happened in the garden.
Okusinira mu lubirebere suli yokusa.
According to Genesis 3.
Yakulaga obusubuzi bwa basitani
mwansi mu nyanja. Merchandise of Satan under the ocean.
Enge kyobutekyetunze ekisinga mu oyo.
The greatest product is the human soul.
Era banja abatunda emyoyo gyabwe.
Many sell their soul. Just as we first heard. After they sell theirs.
Still
much more riches because of their grace. If they have an organization. They sell all employees in it. If they had a gathering. The congregation of people. Is a fallen pastor or prophet. He sells among you.
Those
strengthened and weak in the world. They are the first sales of. Jesus fights to redeem you back.
They
say he was in Eden, the garden of God.
According
to Ezekiel
28:13.
You wanted to see who is this one. Went to Genesis, see who was in the garden. Genesis
3.
Genesis 3 from verse 1.
No musota, gwali mukalaba kalaba. Okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omunsiko. Ze yakola Mukama Katonda.
You have understood the serpent well.
No musota gwali mukalaba kalaba.
The serpent was very crafty.
Musota ogwedde.
The olden serpent.
Aitwa Pharaoh.
Called Pharaoh.
Sitani.
Satan.
Mulimba wensi zonna.
The devil.
Aha, yakola ati.
What did he do?
Luberebere sule yokusatu onyolisoka.
Genesis 3, the first one.
Ne kugamba omukazi nti, bwati obwe yayogera Katonda nti, temulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omulusuku. Olunyolo kubiri. Omukazi n'agamba omusota nti, ebibala by'emiti egy'omulusuku tulya. Olunyolo kusatu. Wabula ebibala by'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku. Katonda ayogera nti, temulyangako, newankubadde okukwatangako, muleme okufa. Olwokuna. Omusota ne kugamba omukazi nti, okufa temulifa. Olwokutaano. Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti, olunaku lwe muliryako. Lwe muli guliako mmwe amaaso gammwe regalizibuka namwe muli banga Katonda okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi.
Owulidde obulimba bwe yatuteeka.
You had deception he put in us.
Yali mu kusuubula nga atusuubula saawezo.
Buying us in that moment.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Batugahambiye.
They told us.
Nti omusoto ogwali mu lusuku.
The serpent in the garden.
Edeni.
Eden.
According
to Genesis 3. The serpent Satan himself.
And
you see how we bought us off? He didn't have much he gave us before. This day he realized we've gotten hardened.
And bought
all riches, put them in the ocean. Now today.
I've
got different riches, he have them.
And
they send me to give you of them. First, sell me your arts, your private parts, your wombs. Sell me all.
That you
sell fruits of gentleness. You are abusive, immoral. You are immoral.
Every
character of God and you sold it. After they say they have all been so bought off, sell me your soul. If you sell it, then I'm going to make you poor. Sell me 5 people of your congregation or your company or of your house. Some of the businessmen have children who are not normal. And they sold them long time. Even others don't give birth. They sold long children to them. Another sells all their utilas. Every child fall there, the serpent swallows it out. They are evil things.
Let's
get back Ezekiel 28, 13. Ezekiel 28:13.
Wali mu Adeni olusuku lwa Katonda. Buli jinja ly'omuwendo mungi lyabanga lya kukubikako. Sadio, topazi ne alimansi, berulo, sokam ne yasepi, safiro, ejinja lya nawandagala, ne kabunkulo, ne zaabu. Emirimu gy'ebitaasabyo n'egyenderezo gyali mu ggwe.
Owulidde yali smart nga namuyimbi.
He was a musician.
Nga y'omu ku bakerubi bali.
One of the cherubim.
Abasigalawo abali mu kibuga kya Katonda.
The two who remained the city of God.
Yerusalemu
eky'omukulu. Jerusalem of heaven.
Ali nga basatu nga muyimbi. Era bw'akwata ku bayimbi kati.
He gets musicians of now.
Ndowooza mulaba bw'abambudde ne bw'abakozi.
See how he has unclothed them, what is done to them.
Asooka n'abagulako ebitundu byonna.
First buys from them all their parts.
Amaso,
the eyes,
obwongo,
the brains, buys their mouth for them. And they have
to
speak what Satan wants, speaking vulgar. Someone speaks, they sing, they're meant to speak vulgar. But the parts of the breasts,
private
parts, they have to be exposed outside. He bought them off. And
it
makes them popular. And he said that musician gave them powers of darkness, they sold all their parts. After every character, you find a musician and they have no character of humanity and prophetic. They speak words of all foolishness. Ever since heaven and earth began is Satan. He was the one
who
first speak all words of profane.
And
he got parts God created on earth and he makes them into an abuse.
Just
you two know some parts on yourself. And today they became abuses. Yet what is there which is bad?
Kabina,
is it a bum?
Bitundu byo,
your privacy?
Chichi.
What?
Chichi chibi choli na,
what you have that is an abuse.
Nii, chishige nziro.
Satan painted it black. When they abuse it, you get angry.
It's
an abuse, but what abuse? Now your bum, is it an abuse?
Other
parts, now you say they cannot be spoken.
Bivumo,
are they abuses? What is on them? Yet you pass with them.
There
is where you know powers of darkness. The curse of Satan.
And
good things you have, you can turn them into bad.
And
you have your eye, it helps you to see. And someone says you look at your small eyes, you get angered.
And
you have your ears big enough.
And
look at the ears like a rabbit. They attach something at least.
No,
you feel you want to be cut off those ears. Let's move downwards here.
Ezekiel 28:14. Wali kerubi eyafukibwako amafuta abikako.
Yali kerubi.
He was a cherubim.
Era bakerubi bano bali basatu.
Cherubims were three.
Ezekiel 10
will show you the two who remained.
Ezekiel
10 from verse 1 to 10.
He will
show you the two cherubims who remained. This one was the third. But what made him first fall? that of making a throne to become God. One of what followed is merchandising. Starting from souls God created. Even the riches of God that he claims them to be his. People of God, when they will need them, and they will claim to give them and exchange with him their souls. People could not accept to be bad laws.
He knew
the tricks of business, how they will be.
Ezekiel 28:14.
He had anointing.
Study
of the anointing from under the ocean. And he's in charge of it. It's filled of a curse.
You
pour it in the books, your Bibles. And you don't dare understand it again.
At
the time you look in the Bible,
smells
things not clear. It strikes you with sleep.
Anytime
you want to read the Bible, you sleep. Do they put anointing always on you?
Yes,
some pastors who fell corrupted in prophets and post evangelists.
If
they shut you in the building, no one gets out without being anointed.
Gather
this. Today is the day to anoint you. No one gets out without anointing. And they close the entire building. What anointing is he posting on people? They give it to you, pass with it. As if you pass with the demon attachments on you. Everywhere you go with that bottle.
And
when will you pass with the Holy Spirit?
If
the holy angels to serve you.
If you see with the bottle,
you've trusted the bottle of anointment. What and when will they work? That you see Satan.
He gathered
what you call olive oil. Ocean has tankers for them.
That's
in the other of a curse. And they spear on both your heads. And which they tell you.
Gamba amina.
Say amen.
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 Gamba hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Ngorozo jate gera
you
brozi.
Think you understand well. God say, you man, stand up. You give out your car.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be back to God.
Yet
it's not God who has spoken that. You think they brought anointing? They're going to spear oil. They're going to wash their feet. You do you go, they wash your feet.
Ezekiel 28:14. Watambula eruine eruyi wakati mainja agomuliro. Olunyore 15. Walingo tukiride makubogo okuva kuluna kule watonderwa okutusa obutali butukirivu le wala bikamugwe.
Yalinga tukiride yalimuweleza bulungi nyo
minister well off.
Until
iniquity was found in him.
And
we shall see where this ends. Ezekiel.
Where
we end the principalities to see them. Satan and his fallen angels. We see how we began to turn. Changed into Satan, and which years were these?
For
it also confuses people. When did Satan begin to be Satan? And where did he get sin from?
Others
heavens didn't have sin. Where did
he
get it? Here they have said iniquity was found in him. As
the
birth a child is not a thief, and they begin stealing. Not a thief at all.
So sigani katonde ya mutonda.
Not that God who created them.
He
put them to steal.
Satan
began wanting to be God. That's where sin began.
Kakati yaunagama okufuka katondo omutufu.
Said to become the rightful God.
Ninoku labikanga mazo kugula emyoyo gy'abantu bebonna.
Buy off souls of all his people.
Bwemara.
After,
I would
buy every merchandise.
Atenga yasoka na chimanya mu ye.
New in him.
Alinamwe bikabya mayinja 10 ebyamanyi.
Types of powerful stones.
Na noko no nyazabu.
Say, look for
na wanda garaka bukuru berulo.
Topaz, beryl. He gathered all of them. When you reach under the ocean,
there
are rings,
which
glamour.
Emidari.
They are medals. Pastor, they brought them.
Wali ebintuntu ebitemagana engato
glamour the shoes of gold.
Ezimbazi wanyaba abasambi b'emipiira.
They give them to footballers.
You
are joking.
Obunekeresi
necklace.
Obusubuzi tugenda kulawo obusubuzi.
This is merchandising.
So sibuli gundi necklace.
Not every
earring you wearing na bote.
Earrings you find you put on your ears. Gotten them first, pray for them. You can close something and it also clothes you, you'll be surprised of it. Get it, put it down in the night you dream putting it on and you put it on.
If you
take off, you find it, it's still on you.
Ndiko soti kumutwe.
I have a problem. I put off this earring.
Katuyongereyo.
Ezekiel esura ya 28:15. Onyole 15.
Ezekiel 28:15.
Walingo tukiride mu makubogo okuva kuluna kulwe watonderwa. Okutusa obutali butuukirivu lwalabika muggwe. Olunyolwe 16. Bakujuza wakati ekyejo olw'olufulembe lw'obusuubula kwo.
Owulidde?
Have you heard?
Yeah, obusuubuzi kitani musuubuzi.
He's a merchandiser, a trader. Businessman. Don't say you don't go into business, but be careful. Don't fall in merchandising of Satan.
Major item.
I told you the major item
Jebali.
That to them
Moyo.
Is the human soul.
Omoyo guomutu,
the
spirit.
Human spirit.
Wadamba kuisa chigambo soro. Baba gaso, omubiri guomoyo.
They have joined the body of the spirit
no moyo.
And the spirit. The body of the spiritual world.
No more
that's the soul.
Yes, you
raise yes. Jesus.
It's
the greatest product in their merchandising. Today to get mature on the world.
It's
all sorcery.
To get off,
but it's in the ground. They can make you do so suffering, you'll be surprised.
And
people say they are evil on those things.
I tell you,
if they see with gold, you may not retain that head of yours. See with other
stones,
mature and the others.
You know
to go get mature from somewhere. And they give you tricks to pass through and they have sorcery.
Ezekiel Sulayabiri Momnana.
Ezekiel 28:16.
Bakujuza wakati ekyejo olw'olufulembe olw'okusuubula kwo n'oyonoona. Kyenvudde nkusuula nga nkujja ku lusozi lwa Katonda nga nkulanga obwononefu era nkuzikiriza ayi kerubi abikako okuva wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro.
Yamugobayo.
Namulanga
bwononefu.
If I choose them or be corrupted.
You
know, corruption joins up many things.
Yayononeka.
He got corrupted. He decided that he's God. He began merchandising. He began to turn the good things of God into bad things. Corruption involves speaking vulgar. Corruption. When you know something in the rightfulness, and you turn it upside down. As you see, food is spoiled. It's been propered, but it's gotten spoiled. It smells then.
It
doesn't need to even eat again.
No,
the world gets corrupted, gets far. You even rot it.
Yari no kumanga naga gambo gayogera.
Had to
what
feel of rot.
Ngadaso akugamba.
And he can't say.
Ndi akabina.
That the bomb.
Wakiringa ateka kaga gamba agacha.
At least he attaches on dirty words.
And you
know your parts you have of the body. He attached on them other words. If you speak them here, people almost can fall down. Something you'd have called a susu. He attached a heavy word on it. Just as you had them out there, you know them. Those I cannot just speak. You do you know well. The corrupted one corrupts all things.
It
corrupts people's minds. Their rightfulness, they see them upside down.
Tells us in 2
Corinthians, chapter 11.
Then
the devil can deceive you. And you see things differently.
It's what
show you things in a different way, which is upside down.
Money
through the right ways, it shows you other ways. If you don't harm another, you gain nothing.
You
turn the things upside down.
You go
in the Corinthians, hear what he does. Second Corinthians 11 verse 1.
Singa mungumikiriza mu busirusiru obutono. Era naye mungumikirize. Olunyolo kubiri. Kubanga mbakwatira obujja bwa Katonda. Kubanga nabafumbiza bammwe omu. Ndyoke mbaleete eri Kristo. Ng'omuwala omulongoofu. Olunyolo kusatu. Naye ntidde, ng'omusota bwe gwalimbalimba kawa mu bukusa bwagwo. Mpozi ebirowoozo bya mukwononebwanga mu kulaba wamu ne mu bulongoofu ebiri mu Kristo.
Owulidde omusota gwalimbalimba kawa.
Had how we deceived Eve.
N'alaba ebintu bulala.
He saw things differently.
Kyasooka ebimu ng'anaakutabula omutwe ogwo.
As if he confused that your head.
N'okwonoona yona
wona. To corrupt you.
Olaba omuntu atuuka otundayo ebitundu by'omubiri.
Someone rich sell parts of their body.
Mustani amuwa obugagga.
Satan to give them riches.
N'atunda ebibala n'atunda omwoyo.
They sell fruits in their spirit.
Aba yakulaze ebintu kifuula ndenge.
They have shown you things upside down.
Satan asooka okutuuza bulungi mu kasenge
wali. Satan can sit you well in a room.
N'akulaga gwe nga ne bw'olibeera mu nsi emyaka 10.
But you'll be the one
100. Tolidaba ku sente okujjako ng'otunze omwoyo.
He has not seen money till you sell your spirit. And if you don't bewitch this one, you will not survive and live well. He shows you the things upside down.
He corrupts.
He was the first to got corrupted.
Now
corrupting others is number one. But remember,
when we look at
Ezekiel 27, and the verse 13, he buys them off, as we are going to see.
The first,
he sells the entire human being, right from your body, your throat, and the spirit.
And
then he uses you everything he wants. Some he bought them without telling them.
And they sold
your private parts, they used them into fornication. And they bought you without being aware.
Huh.
The other is merchandising is not easy. It's like these people of the land
blocker.
They pass aside. They make a land title. They tell you this is my land. And they say it's mine. And they bring a land title. If you don't analyze, you cannot know it's a fake title.
And say,
God, this is mine, I created him. He who creates you?
He
says Satan and his angels.
Who fell?
Where he is from when? Yet he has proof now. They are his. Them feel in them they are his. And he corrupted them. As today you don't. They passed you in the other home.
You
say, leave me my father. Yet they passed you in another home. They even change your blood and they check you with his blood and you are matching, you are his. Jesus doesn't come to wash you, wash out the DNA of Satan.
It
feels in you his blood speaking better word. Satan has
to
DNA, it holds sin. And say, now Lord,
you
say it is nothing like darkness, they are sin. This one is yours. Don't you see they have sin? This DNA is mine. So we have to try. Buy him with another blood.
It
can change the DNA of sin. It becomes of righteousness. That's why he gave up his son, the Lord Jesus.
Some
don't know where it came about. They give the blood of Jesus. It can speak better words.
So
your blood had become of sin.
And
there is an evil spirit in it. Inside you.
And it's not
where you say. You are not of Satan. He bought you when you are not aware.
And turned
whatever concerns you, those which are righteousness,
and
you are a child of Satan, and to check your blood. Witness he has you or his child. You test on that. If it dawns one day, Pastor Dan, cometh a man who claims you. The mother of this one says, I'm not the father. Let's go check our DNA in the blood.
As they
check you, it's the matching. You have never met with your mother. It's how come about. Even
the
mother can even faint for that. You faint. What is this? I've never seen this person. Never been in that married affairs. Never made them even propose to me. How come my child is theirs? That is how it is.
Satan
came to steal. He changes what concerns you.
If
a car changes number plate and everything, even the number on the chassis is changed. You joke, you think, where did people get those tricks?
God
cannot more say you are his child. And he sees out of you the spirit of God. And he feels in you his spirit.
For
those led by the spirit of God, they are the children of God. And those born of God, they overcome the world. The things of the world, they overcame you.
What
he does is to see they overcome you. And now he has purchased you.
Let's read
Ezekiel
27.
Ezekiel 27:13. Yavani, Tubali, ne Mesechi, bebali abasubuzi bo, bawange mibiri gy'abantu n'ebintu ebyebikomo olw'obusubuzi bo.
Wali abavunaizwa kati olaba abantu wano.
Now you see the people of the world.
Mulimu ensi ne families.
Their nations and families.
Zonga zivunaizwa ku bintu ebyo.
And they are responsible of those things.
Exchange of Satan's goods.
Oh. Quick changing ebyamaguzi bya Satani.
Ngabawayo ebintu byabasabye ngebitundu byabo.
They give these they have requested as human body parts.
Eranga bino byemwechaza chaza mayumba gaba.
You visit.
Ochalayo nebakutamulizawo.
Visit and they sell you off from there.
Ogenda okudanga oli mutunde.
As you go back you're sold.
Yovula ba yatugamba mbamugenda
kapa. That's why he say when you go. Pray the Spirit of the Lord be with you. Do not first go. Wait for the Spirit to lead you. For they will buy you off.
You
call angels to go with you.
There are
buildings they can call you. Business complexes.
You
enter the building has a scent within it.
As
if they have sacrificed in there.
Whoever
enters in, they put to suck blood from you. I don't know all buildings, not all buildings. There are buildings in the city.
Or
in different cities, they are not easy buildings. Enter India, you must have stood with the Spirit of the Lord.
Can
even enter India and you disappear.
No, all
long enter this building. But I've gotten lost in it this time. Who has ever gotten lost? In the same building you have always passed. And this time you get lost in it.
Ezekiel esula ya 27 olunyole 14.
Ezekiel 27 the verse 14.
Abo mu nyumba ya Togaluma bawanga embalasi ne
abo bali bali yamva.
Those were
bali bitundu byabantu.
Human body parts.
Yeah.
You see a rich family.
They
first make you their friend and they eat you. Finish the verse we see.
Ezekiel 27:14. Abo mu nyumba ya Togaluma bawanga embalasi n'embalasi ez'entalo n'ennyumbu olw'ebintu byo.
Bawanyi sabati.
They make exchange.
Okuwayo.
You give.
Ne Satan mbunakuwa.
Even Satan gives you back.
Naye ebintu bino tuliba byangu
bannayi. These things are not easy.
And
I want to tell you this word by the Spirit of God.
We
feel the Spirit of God and His word that you can stand in this evil generation. Many people you see today,
and a family there,
but that family, right from the young. They grow in that system.
If
you see you in your family and they are seeming rich. You know they know you. You have a problem with them. But the problem is the Spirit of God with you. What comes they segregate you in that family? Or they segregate your father or your mother. And you are different from others. They are so rich, you're poor.
No, Ghana, yeah.
It is a but. We are the same family with these people. We are the only poor. If they did sell you,
these
same families of
us,
you are
back
in the father, six children, and they sell one. And that family faces each of that specific child, and you are the poor from that father. And their fathers who do those things, and they send one of their children others to be well off. That child marries, children, they are the poor home. Things are not easy.
Oyogedde ku bizimbe ne nzijukira waliwo ekizimbe mu Mbarara.
You've spoken of a building, I remember one in Mbarara.
I've been going there since 2013. Buli wemba njiyingira.
Mbadde ngendayo kuva 2013. Anytime I enter in it,
owulira ng'omutima gweraliikiridde nnyo.
You feel the heart is so worried.
And ne kikutwalira about 5 minutes to first figure out where you are.
Era chikutwaire dakika tano kulowooza wa woli.
I would say that you have been sleeping in for the about five years, but each time you go there, it just seems different.
Atenga obadde webakaye miaka nge tano ne buli woyingira yongo wulira embera sinonji.
Madenga nchebuza nga simaine kati nchitege.
I've been asking myself, I didn't know why, but now I've understood it.
Those
are what happened in the buildings. Buildings and they are like that. They dedicated them from their foundations. They are those who went in it, they got poor. Even the little ones, they could never get it again. And they have gotten they went to clean a storage building very tall, only for 40,000. You give a testimony for that. Give them a microphone, they tell us something. Praise the Lord, brother and brother. I'm Evangelist Rollins. We went in a building in Weya.
It
was a boy of 24 years. But you look to a building, you think it's a palace of a
building.
It was very beautiful. We reached there, found people there. And the boy had enrolled them in his things.
They are
like, Satan wants those who have not committed sin much.
We reached,
spoke words of light. We didn't know we are knocking him.
When we
paid us money, didn't rob us.
But
situation, whoever was there, began to be
bad-locked.
We don't see any coin. Those who had works began to
retire.
Even they made our minds mad.
Batwala muganda wange omu ne bamuwa ekizimbe kalina ya myaliriro etaano.
Took one sister, they gave her a storied building, 5 stories.
Nenga ziri kalina bbiri buli emu emyaliriro etaano.
But 2 structures, 5 storied each.
Naye ne bamuwa obusente nga bamugambye agikuute.
Told them to clean
byonna byonna biseminti byonna byonna agirongoose yonna yonna.
Nenga
otunuulira obusente bwe bamuwa.
If you look the money they gave them,
weewunya.
It was surprising.
Yakolayo olunaku lumu.
They worked one day.
N'akomawo ewaka we yagwa nga tasobola na kuyimuka.
Came back, fell down, they could not stand up.
Kama bawo mukisa.
So,
things are in this world. In the journey of heaven, I saw things.
As we saw
the kingdom of heaven in the realm above,
even
in this realm below, they are things. Because I can't speak as a story. Because the
journey
of heaven moved in the Bible. Through the Bible to come in reality, and you see it.
And
they are moving by light of the word. Praise the Lord. While the brother speaks, I was among the team. But what surprises me most, one worker who resides there, part of the toilet is what they made his room. Toilet, you carefully look in another's bedroom. The second, I thank God. But the minister has spoken by the Spirit of God. Sometimes we enter the drink even of our blood. God spoke with me through a dream. Something spoke with me. Involved to give out my child,
who
was among the workers. Understood. I didn't tell my colleagues. Now they have understood. I asked the Holy Spirit, how are they to give the child out? He said, they're going to slip off the story building and they fall down, but they would not survive. Oh,
they would
be pierced by a nail in the head. They would not survive. I began to pray, but I thank God. As I went back, it remained 3 days. I didn't go back. And he gave her a part. And it's the tall level. And they had to work there on ladders. Or on the top of the iron. They bent, put the head down. When the child came to tell me that, I remembered what I saw in the night. I praised the Holy Spirit. It's me the problem.
We
spoke, I didn't warn them. But have mercy. My child Molu died. And when they went back, all their programs, the Holy Spirit changed them. They changed location
and
put them another.
Stand.
I knew it was the deal of Satan. Now I thank God for that. That is what is right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you
must praise Jesus much.
So, even to be
now, many things happen.
Yet,
those spearheading them are devils.
Today,
you don't see them moving. But they are in many people. And remember, they are in the spiritual world.
So
they do all things possible, drink blood to manifest physically.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much. When
we
reach in the underground,
you see
these things where they want to appear physically.
At least
try to work, enter into machines. They appear in robots to marry them. You get a male robot.
First
created in us hatred. You hate marriage, you hate to get married. Bad character in people. You
get married,
you get married. And they have remained lastings in the bodies. Now they have male and female robots.
But
they are not around when we study those things. In them are fallen angels. You're going to go back in Genesis 6. Sons of God, the fallen angels, when they had relations with the daughters of men, and they birthed abnormal children,
time
put it back in another version. If you go in America, you find someone they married. What they have married?
Roboti.
A robot.
That's
everything as a woman home. Even on the marital dining they go. People have gotten corrupted.
All those schemes of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, when you look at
Ezekiel 13, the verse
1,
you'll be careful much. And you're careful of those of the world, even those in the false churches, in the false religion, in the false salvation.
Or life
in the things most of them, for the riches of this world. Ezekiel 13 from verse 1.
Awe chigambo cha Mukama ne chinjijira nga chyogera olunyolo kubiri nti omwana w'omuntu lagulira ku manabbi ba Isirayiri abalagula obagamba abo abalagula ebiva mu mitima gyawe bo nti muwulire ekigambo kya Mukama olunyolo kusatu bwati bayogera Mukama Katonda nti ziba sanze banabbi abasirusiru abagoberera omwoyo gwabwe bo songa tebaliko kye balabye.
These are foolish prophets.
Those
are prophets who are fools, false apostles. It's not us abusing them. God said they are foolish according to what they do. Another tells the colleagues,
that
one with a second wife, in this my church, I'm going to show you my second wife I'm to marry, but each man come with your second wife, show her to the first wife. Now that's what they're going to in Nambole. Yes. Each with a second
wife.
Break out where you've hidden them, show them to the co-wife. That's the level they have gone to.
Now
you sit down and wait. You'll be amazed. I tell you, be careful of people.
It
is a perhaps apostle seeks to bind and keep us here.
If you really
want to go there and see, go.
But
at the end, you see what follows. I told you the writers among them is like a thorn bush. The one
who seems
righteous among those people. The last is a real thorn bush. And is a rabbit. This grass which itches. It itches. Now you've heard how he is itching.
See, apostle
seeks to keep us here. He wants fame. Me, I have fame in heaven and earth. Because of
my
God and the creations, I'm known by them. The fame I have, you cannot compare yourself. It's not you to make fame for me.
Me,
I have fame which is amazing. Apostle Paul says, demons say,
Paul,
we know and Jesus, who made fame for Paul. He was known in heavens and earth
that
is a servant of God.
The
people,
and
I want to tell you this, make fame to God and the holy angels and the holy ones in heaven and the creation's holy. People will not pervert you. No matter how they will increase.
Already
have moved in fame long time. Just in it, it can lead you elsewhere.
Ezekiel sura ya 13, olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Ezekiel 13, the verse 3.
Bwati bayogera Mukama nti ziba sanze banabbi abasirusiru abagoberera omwoyo gwabwe bo songa tebaliko kye balabye. Olunyolo okuna Ayi Israeli, banabi bo baba ngange bibe mu bifo ebyalekebwawo.
Yaganti bafuka ekintu ekirala.
They came into another thing.
Balinga bibe bisolo.
They are like foxes, animals. Merchandise of Satan we speak of. I know we not finish that part today.
Even
prophets and pastors.
Evangelists
and false prophets. False apostles.
Turned
into different funny animals.
Did you
find where they gather from?
In
the billionaires club.
There are those
in that group in Uganda.
Pastors billionaires
club.
And the field
of evil works. They turned into foxes.
And
they clothe long clothing.
And
behind they have a tail of a fox.
Ezekiel sura ya 13:5.
Ezekiel 13, the verse 5.
Temwambukanga mu bituli ebya wagulwa. Sote muda abirizanga nyumba ya Israeli olukomera. Luimirire mu lutalo kuluna kulwa mukama. Olwomukaaga balabye ebitaliimu n'obulaguzi obw'obulimba. Abo abogera nti mukama ayogera songa mukama tabatumye. Era abasuubizizza abantu ng'ekigambo kigenda okunywezebwa. Olw'omusanvu temulabye kwolesebwa okutaliimu era temwogedde bulaguzi bwa bulimba. Kubanga mwogera nti mukama ayogera era naye soogeranga. Olw'omunaana mukama Katonda kyava ayogera nti kubanga mwogedde ebitaliimu era mulabye ebyobulimba kale laba ndi mulabe wammwe.
Katonda ye mulabe waki?
God is their enemy.
Since
he is not me.
Kubanga nange setwala mu lugendo kulaba bintu
ebyo. Take myself in the journey to see those things.
Yinandi birowoozizzaako.
How would I have even thought of them?
Nandi sabye ntya mukama andage ebintu byesetamanyiko.
Ask God show me things I don't know of.
Naye yalaga n'agamba.
But he saw and he said.
Abantu bange mu nsi.
My people in the world.
N'aba balowoozebwa abasinga.
Both thought most of them.
Kuba abaweereza
bange. Be my servants.
Bangi bekoba ne Satan wansi mu nyanja.
Many condive with Satan under the ocean.
Bajja amanyiga ekizikiza n'obusubuzi.
Get powers of darkness and merchandise.
Obwengereza enjawulo.
Of different ways.
Okugoberedde ebikolwa ebizibu.
Followed evil works.
Omuli okusaddaaka.
Both sacrificing.
N'ebikolwa ebirala.
And the other actions.
Ebyefujjo.
Of stubbornness.
Ezekiel sura ya 13 olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Ezekiel 13 the verse 9.
Era omukono gwanga guli bamulabe w'abannabbi abalaba ebitaliimu ne balagula ebyobulimba tebali bamwabo abateesa ab'omu bantu bange. So tebali wandiikibwa mu kiwandiiko eky'ennyumba ya Isirayiri. So tebaliyingira mu nsi ya Isirayiri. Kale muli manyanga nze Mukama Katonda. Olw'ekumi kubanga wewaawo kubanga basenzesenze abantu bange nga boogera nti mirembe so nga tewali mirembe era omuntu waziba ekisenge laba bakisigako ebbumba eritasekuddwa bulungi. Olw'ekumi n'olumu bagamba abo abakisiigako ebbumba eritasekuddwa bulungi nga kirigwa.
Bazimba agazimba.
They build those buildings.
Naye nga bamaze okugaroga.
Yet they have bewitched them.
Uyingira mu kuŋŋaaniro.
You enter in a synagogue.
Olimu yite kanisa.
That you call church.
N'otaddamu wadde amagezi.
And you don't dare hold sanity again.
Ne batandika okukusaba buli
kicyo. And begin to ask you every position of yours.
Okugamba amina mu bitaliimu nga bw'ogamba.
Amen and you just say.
Era ebisenge bino
in these rooms
nga bwe tukugambyeko nti bafuuka ebintu ngebibebebe
turn into other things like foxes.
Eyo mu bisenge mu bizimbe bino
they are in the rooms in those buildings
bakolayo amasabu munda
they make shrines inside there.
Ulinzo singane sabu mukatuti
wazi you find a shrine under the podium.
Ulinzo singana katuli katono nga bayitawo
a small hall
nga bayingira mu kisenge kya magic
enter into a room of magic.
And right there you magic.
Don't see the room is of magic. They pass through that hole to enter in it.
Remember
we read Ezekiel 8 last time.
They
begin to sit seats of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So agambye.
Now he has said.
Nebye bisenge bimura babisize bulunje bizimbe
binyira bulunje. You've seen their painted room, buildings looking good.
Bijja kugwa murebe bibirimu.
Fall and you will see what is in them.
Labane bakubikuliranga banange je badoye kanisa yamanyi
kasebulo. How they rebuild what you call the powerful church cathedral.
Nabaji zimba komisinji ya mitwe jaba.
Built on foundation of heads of children.
Ezekiel sura ya 13 olunyiriri olwa 11.
Ezekiel 13 verse 11.
Bagamba abo abakisigako ebumba itase kudwa bulungi nga kirigwa. Walibawo enkuba ekulukute nnyo. Namwe amayinja ago muzira manene muligwa. Ne kibuyaga omungi ali kimenya. 12 laba ekisenge bwe kiri banga kigudde temuli gambibwa nti okusigako kwekwakisigako kuli luddawa 13 kale bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti ndi kimenyera ddala ne kibuyaga mungi ngandiko ekiruyi era walibawo enkuba ekulukute nnyo ngandiko obusungu n'amayinja ag'omuzira manene okukimalawo 14 bwentyo bwe ndyabiza ddala ekisenge kyemwasiigako ebbumba etasekuddwa bulungi n'enkisa wansi omusingi gwakyo n'okweruka ne gweruka
emisingi egyo
those foundations
egy'ebizimbe
of those buildings
nkugambye
I tell you
abasajja bazimbye mu bibuga ebyenjawulo ebyensi
men have built in different cities of the world businessmen and the others and the false prophets foundations under their put human heads
he
says the buildings painted well after they would have uncovered them
and you find
human heads skulls down there.
Is
when you know we
spent
on problems.
People
designs of buildings from under the ocean.
Or
they build in the way of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Ezekiel 8.
Verse 8.
Okay, verse 7.
Ezekiel
8.
Ezekiel sura ya 8 nyolo musanvu.
Ezekiel 8 from verse 7.
Awonandeta ku lujoro lujja. Awo bwe natunula laba ekituli nga kiri mu kisenge. Olw'omunaana awonanga bati omwana w'omuntu sima nno mu kisenge. Awo bwe namala okusima mu kisenge laba oluggi. Olw'omwenda nangamba nti yingira olabe emize egy'obubi gye bakolera wano.
Katuli kaali ku kisenge.
It was a hole within the wall. Like on a small hall.
Kumbe waliwo magic room.
Yet there is a magic room behind it.
Nga wali ebyokola.
And there are evil things in there.
Chokanga liringa kunganiro.
It's like a synagogue.
Wiwache bayite kanisa.
That they call church.
Ninga katuli katini nyo.
But the hall is small.
Chumba bagamwe namuddeyo mugende. Mugende waka.
Pastor say all of you go back home.
At 3
in the night. He enters the hall in the room on the wall. God told him come take you see. And the hall is very small.
See,
that hall heads into somewhere. You push it and there is the door in there.
Magic room.
They call them magic rooms. It can be there, you don't know it is there. That's where they go, that they are going to seek for God.
Ezekiel
told Peter,
into another room in there. Many are like that today. I know well that this one, and this one has a magic room. And it's on their synagogue.
Others,
they say is in office, no one should knock him. And they put guards around the office. If he doesn't tell anyone come in the office, don't go for it, it's not in there.
You can
enter in when you've not told him,
and he
did move out when you saw him, and you find he's not in office. Those halls usually put them where there are wall clocks. And he enters through into the magic room where they put their photos. They put it in a photo frame, put it on the wall. When he enters, he takes away the photo. He enters through a hall. And there he turned into another creature and reaches into the magic room, and they do every sorcery in there, and they come
as,
the Spirit of the Lord is on me, for I've been anointed. That is mine, to preach the poor good words. That is yours. Yet is from the magic room. For magic room, the hole is on the wall.
It's
small. Pastor, why don't we block this hole?
I say,
leave that hole, I want it there. Businessmen, they have those holes in their offices in the big buildings. And you see the hole is when it reaches into the magic room, you can pass the magic room and go in the ocean. As in the pulpit, and demons are on him, he
says,
the fish, when you catch it,
food,
it's dead.
You say,
where is he bringing the topic of fish here? We are not studying of fish. Why is he bringing topic of fish? Even cutting off its head. Cutting off its head, why is he bringing it here? Yet he sees you as fish. You are joking. And some have ceased to have been famous prophets then. For sacrifice has been too much, is much for them.
And
sold off all a uterus. She has no children. Even the child they have, they are like these potatoes, the big ones. They have nothing to do. The child become a child to them. They dedicated the child and then two got mad. And they began to tell him, you have to rape female girl children in your synagogue. He raped putting in money till they finished. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm named Evangelist Topaz. I thank God much
revealed some things we saw and we got surprised. Me, the time I spent in Kakande's place, I got surprised where he passes. I always went very early to see him enter in the synagogue. I could not see him. But he was always seen coming from his room to enter the synagogue. You ask where has he passed? You will never see of his convoy that it is passing. Though he goes back home, you will never see him.
But
every person just finds him come out of his room to enter into the synagogue. My friends, with thank God, those men turned into other things. We God bless you. Those words are for a specific person. He's the one who saw it. And they are not for full knowledge. And the ministers in here.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But people have their things. But
to hear that someone,
this one did tweet to me.
At least say,
leave me alone. They did to you. Are we to tell you those words are of a specific person? He saw them and they are out there. But the verse 8, he says,
Ezekiel 8
verse 8,
awo nangamba nti omwana w'omuntu sima no mu kisenge, awo bwe namala okusima mu kisenge, laba oluggi olw'omwenda nangamba nti yingira olabe emize gy'obubi gye bakolera wano. Olw'ekumi awo ne nnyingira n'endaba era laba buli ngeri ey'ebyewalula n'ensolo ez'emizizo n'ebifaananyi byonna eby'ennyumba ya Isirayiri nga bitoneddwa ku kisenge enjuyi zonna.
Eri mu magic room.
In the magic room.
Wabeerayo engeri z'ebisolo bye balina okukuwa.
There are likeness of animals there to give you.
Kakati abagendayo okufuna amaanyi.
Who go there to get powers.
Bakuwa engeri y'ekisolo mw'ogenda okulaba amaanyi go mwe galabikira.
Likeness through which your power will manifest.
Gano omanye etutumu,
you know, fame and riches of the world, that worship by Satan, it took those in the world, but surprises even those in church, and they were taken, and they have the magic room.
Small
hall where you dig in, you find a door in there.
It, the door has the room,
enter in which you don't see physically there. Has likeness of animals put in there. And some. And their power pass in the form of a frog. As they are going to pray for people, they act like a frog like that. And another is like a snake. They hiss like a snake like that. Hissing like the snake.
At times
they come in the form of a lion. Roaring like that. Like that. He roars like a lion. Now in the magic room, where
there
is an animal, they will give them to pass through their power. And those their things, they fall in the people down here. They pass through those holes.
And
you find it,
the Holy Ghost is moving.
And you roar like those rolling like snakes. When it reaches you, it taps you like that.
Hey, come back.
And he gets it back to himself. He swallows it. He goes to another.
He's
the one who takes them back in their room after the service.
Uh-huh. and you can
fall upon and roll
you on the
and they make you cry like
you
cry like birds.
You pay
funny funny things have taken over you.
Yet they
give them to them under the ocean. Fallen angels come through them.
That's what
the one they set the mission to threaten the world.
He
taught you demons of dogs. When you see the dog is a demon of adultery.
It's
not demon of a dog.
A
dog has no law of don't commit adultery. And adultery
is
someone when they are used by an evil spirit.
And they teach
every animal you see on the world.
And
you begin to fear it. The cow.
Yet
these fallen
angels.
They appear in the images. Of animals, of insects, of those crawling.
A
teacher lacking light.
He threatens you
with ants moving in your home.
When you see
aunts in your home, and you see demons have come up for me.
Now
you have your spray of your in your bottle and of oil.
Fire.
Fire them. Spray. You spray on the ants.
When you
see
moving in the house
looking for bread which has fallen, crumbs of bread.
Satan
is here.
Satan,
he got his thing of appearing with these different animals. He sent some of his ministers.
He began to teach
us animals of God are holding a problem.
And
when you see a bird,
they
have sent me a witchcraft
because
a bird has just rested on your home tree.
Not
every bird you will see and a creeping thing. And you say it is Satan. Yes, the way they appear in those things.
But
they are not everyone you find. Given likeness of these animals, what surprises most,
there are
some of people we are trusted then. The pastors who are heads then. The business of the world and desire of Satan. And they sold themselves. They sold the congregation of people. And they were given signs of these things.
And
one falls on the ground.
And they
roll on the floor as you're being filled of the Spirit.
When
pastor has to first spread himself on the ground like that, like a turkey. The spirit is coming, moving. He's like a turkey on the floor.
No guy,
you listen now.
Ezekiel Sulayamnana. Ezekiel 8
in the verse 10.
Aone nyingira nendaba era laba bulingere yeche walula nensolo ezemizizo nebifananya byo nebye nyumba ya Israeli ngabitone dok kisenge njuizo na. Olunyole 10 nolumu eranga eranga wayimiride mu maso gabwe abasajja nsanvu kuba kadabo mu nyumba ya Isirayiri ne wakati mu bonga wayimiride Yazaniya mutabani wa Safani buli muntu ng'akutte ekyoterezo kye mu mukono gwe akalosa ak'ekire ky'obubaane ne kanyoka.
Yes. They have a leader over them.
Men,
elders, those they know of the house of God. They are of the church. And they are in the magic room. They are the places they have on the world where they meet.
They've
been in different water bodies. It's lined up behind the sign of his animal. Behind it is there.
He's
the one in the middle.
Yeah.
And they are doing their sorcery. They are calling their demons. They call their
jinn.
And they are doing their gnomes. And they are doing their gnomes. And they are calling Baal. Now they took even your prayers, they are burning incense on them.
That
they told you write your prayer requests, they take them to Israel. And they burn their incenses. This one in the middle of them falls down and they grow breasts on them. And they
all
turn into their animals, each is lined
up.
They fight for the breasts. Those like pig legs, those like snakes, those like foxes. And you follow them, you wonder. When this one falls down to the
grow
breasts, each turns like their animal, they are flying behind, they are turning, they suck their breasts, and the breasts, when they finish them, and they come back to form of a human being. They come in the ministration of their services. I'm filled of power. What I feel, I don't even feel it. We don't feel what you feel. I want what is on me to clothe you. What is clothed you? What is on me? Now you keep moving that the prophet has arisen. People are in there doing things. In the instance of prayers, pastors come back with candles. And you burn it at this time. Call my God will come. Yet things have involved shrine life. Things which were of church. People have evil
acts
that get under the ocean. Others have tails. He ministers with his tail at the back. And the time he waves it like that, and you are weeping in the congregation.
The
gospel
we
go to nations, the houses, and he's already corrupted nothing of heaven in him. And he has business mentality. Put together to restore back. We first gave what to save us. Now evils are many. Then,
Ezekiel esura ya mnana olunyiriri olwe 11.
Ezekiel 8 verse 11.
Ne wakati mubonga imiride Yazaniya mutabani wa Safani buli muntu nga akutte chotelezoche mu mukono gwe akalosa kechile chobane kanyoka olwe 12. Awo nangama ati omwana w'omuntu olabye abakadde ab'omu nyumba ya Isirayiri bakolera mu kizikiza buli muntu nga mu bisenge bye ebirimu ebifaananyi
bafuna obusinga obwo bulayita obusinga okweyawulako.
Their rooms, they claim they have separated themselves.
Ate banayita mbala gakkiriza busenga
obwo. Don't just accept those rooms.
Bozimba ennyumba yombo teka akasenge kamo.
Build your house that you put a reserve a room for God. No.
Katunda, God,
where two, three gather for his sake, and he is there.
These
they have called you put rooms for God in
yours.
You put a
likeless
shrine like you see home, and they built a room aside of the demons.
Now you make
an amazing magic room.
You'll
be there. What will follow on there, you will be surprised. You would have made them a special room. Some of you said reserve a seat for Jesus. In your sitting room, there is a seat for Jesus. No one sits in it.
Have
you heard of such? You leave the seat of God, which God that you cannot sit in our seats. When he visited Abraham, he told him, put me my special seats. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm Pastor Miriam. I thank God for this teaching. Kajansi is the pastor there from Kawoko. He came to our synagogue. It's where the intercessors were there. And the time he came, he didn't find our pastor. When he came, reached the seat there, calls us, lays hands on us. Because then we wanted to be prayed much, and we didn't know. The time passed, we got confusion, and the pastor got stubborn. He moved in the laundry. Everyone got into adultery there. And we left there. But me too, I troubled my life.
I
asked God what troubles my life. He showed me his lady hand on me. Now to that I've understood, there are things they entered in us.
Amen. Aha, yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
when the things are done, let's first stop raising hands. Time has left us.
Some verses that we know.
We have verses we have to finish.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
many things are done from under the ocean. Most you yearning to getting rich. Getting rich is not bad.
If you
get it with the light of the Word of God. You like me to
differentiate
whether riches are in the ways of God or in the ways of Satan. If it's not that,
when you want
to be rich, you don't want to know God. You don't want to get the light of the Word of God. You fall in temptation, which is wild. These people like those,
they
fall in temptation, seeking destruction. For desiring of Satan, desire of things of the world. We can get things from God. Things in heavens and earth are
his. This
Satan robbed whatever he has. But we can rob them back when we are in the fear of God. Much light of knowledge. The much power will come from God.
In the midst of
the world, we have things which are ours. And they are not of Satan. It's possible.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus. Let's finish here. Ezekiel 8 verse 12.
Awo nangamba nti omwana w'omuntu, olabye abakadde ab'omunyumba y'Isirayiri bye bakolera mu kizikiza, buli muntu mu bisenge bye ebirimu ebifaananyi, kubanga boogera nti Mukama tatulaba, Mukama yaleka ensi.
Yes.
Era batuuse ekiseera ne bagamba.
They reached the time they said.
Katonda talina ne kyali.
God is nothing now.
Tukoze ebikolobero nga tavaayo
kutwanika. Evil things is not exposed us.
They
think this time. God forsook the world.
Another
came out and said, hell is not there. Speak to them and tell them.
Bring
light to explain people. Evils they have made people do. God forsook the world, it remained with heavens.
It left
the world with Satan and the people.
You've
never forsaken it.
Reason
why this sent us in the midst of the world. That we expose what they do. Even the power, the base where they get in the powers of darkness.
And one in the children of God. And those the people of God. Those about to become children of God. And to tell children of Satan. Who are sorcerers. That were unto them. They say, I wish we cut off his head. For God thought, they say God has left the world. They have done evils. They think no one sees them. They broke powers of darkness in the church of God. They're inside there. You think they are the true children of God. Yet they are selling spirits. They can't reach, they don't mind you. Go seek for God yourself.
Money
offered
here,
it's not yours. Who is God, who is not us? For he said, if you watch over us, you've watched over him. I don't know whether you take that money to God in heaven. He said, bring tithe and offering.
It's
also to lack food. And steal it from the house of God.
And
he said, we are temples of God. And Acts 4, when they brought the apostles' feet,
it
was given as their need was. All I told these people are con men.
Another
said, I am of truth. As they bring out information, the ministry is own company.
Not
a ministry, a company, not limited. And the others expected
television,
radio in the name of the ministry.
Yet
the manager is one, and all shares they are his, and they got confusions. Now, things like that.
So, Abuganda.
Now, brethren,
let's
see much light of the word of God.
Amen.
Feel in us.
That we
feel the spirit of God.
Then
move strengthened in the midst of the world. Even though there is much under of Satan, right from the ocean,
still
there is the business of God, which is not in bowers of darkness. It does not involve wishing ourselves. Yet we wish even others.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to Ezekiel 13,
these
prophets and people sorcerers in the world, selling you, they have no problem with it. They make an exchange of you with a car.
And he drives his
Prado and limousine cars.
They
give them to them from under the ocean.
Ezekiel 13.
Ezekiel 13, verse
17.
Nawe omwana w'omuntu, kakasa amaaso g'okwolekera abawala b'abantu bo, abalagula ebiva mu mutima gwawe bo, era obawa obunnabbi. 18. Oyogere nti bwati bwayogera Mukama nti zibasanze abakazi abatungira ebigugu ku nkokola zonna era abakolera ebiwero emitwe gy'abantu buli kigero okuyigga obulamu muliyigga obulamu bw'abantu bange ne muwonya mweka obulamu bwamu okufa.
They have veils, they give out handkerchiefs, different clothing, and they are of charms. Get them from clothing purchased thick in the ocean. And they are filled of sorcery. Handkerchiefs you buy, handkerchiefs blessed.
You
find curtains of that man of
their house, or
in that they call church, and they powers of darkness, and where they got them.
Said,
I visited in America, they sold them in me.
Yet where they got them from. And they make you veils in the spiritual world.
And
who pray for you to be blinded of eyes.
And
they haunt spirits in the entire night.
Entire
night they look for you, calling you.
Baje!
Let them come. We pull them.
Tumareta.
We bring them.
Babo baje.
They are coming.
Muja kukungana.
They are coming to gather here.
Ne baba yita bambi ne.
And they call you.
Era wali ababereyo baba fura begairizi.
Those they make them intercessors.
Ne muite emyoyo gya bannamu
ekiro kyonna. You call spirits of others in the entire night. Some of you move in the night. We capture the village. We copy them. The village is
there.
The city we capture. We pull them. As you start to pull cars of others, when a rich man enters the car there, tomorrow it says, say, claim that car. To
soak
it in us in the name of Jesus.
The
intercessors, in the next day, they are wrapping their feet down on the mats in the corner of the synagogue. We claim that car. And
it's time
to go where he parked. You bring it now. You saw it's taking this man up. I feel to sow in this ministry. In this ministry. I feel to sow this car.
Huh. You stood
up in this congregation, yet they pulled you the entire night.
Musumba.
Pastor, I have something to say. Remember, you're rich. They give you a microphone instantly. Right from yesterday, I feel God tells me to sow this car. But I've been insisting here. I felt power come from you and touching me. Me too, I stand openly. I saw the car in the ministry. Now you can get poor from that day.
And
you saw many who sold like that. They became poor.
Ezekiel 13:19.
Ezekiel 13, the verse 19.
Era mwavumisa mu bantu bange olw'embatu eza seyiri n'olw'ebitole by'emigaati.
Have you heard money? And they do things not right. And they sell spirits of people. You are in the synagogue, they sold you long. For they want riches from Satan. Just pounds of eatings. That they be rich with eatings for many years.
But they hunt
spirit of someone to sell it to Satan.
And
they register your name. They take them in the ocean. And say, Jezebel, and your demons, I've trusted you. These people, I'm selling them. I don't sell on their heads. I'm not selling their bodies alone. Their fruits, even their spirits. You give me riches to what? Measure. He comes back.
We
came from America. They anointed me and to getting rich.
Yet,
tells you in America the specific place where they were. And give them demons making money.
Acts 16:25.
Men went to the ocean. They get demons making money.
They
passed in the people's crossing. People weeping like that. After they relieve themselves back.
Moyo wa mukama
ngambi. Spirit of the Lord tells me.
Ino bukadde
butano. I have 5 million on my account.
He
tells me to give it out. Demons making money. Yet I tell you, these people
have
gone in the powers of darkness.
You've
been rich to make you gather pieces.
Yet
at least they do them that to you. I want to even end there.
Tell
you, these are not easy. Find them clothing white suits.
But
in the night they eat feces. And the tea was urine. Let's read that scripture, we end there. The rest we shall add to it. Isaiah 36:12. Don't be afraid, read it as it is. Isaiah 36:12.
Naye labusake nayogera nti Mukama wanga antumye eri mukama wo neri gwe okwogera ebigambo bino. Tantumye eri abantu abatuula ku bugwe okulya amazzi gaabwe bo n'okunywa enkali yaabwe bo awamu nammwe.
Abantu bano balika ebizibu.
These people have problems. In the group of
people,
they tell you the supper, you're going to eat those pieces.
And the
supper in your meeting, eating pieces and drinking urine. Don't you think things are easy to them?
What preaches there?
The merchandise of Satan involving evil works. And they have to give you punishment. You have to poop over old person. And the susu. And you rent someone. And they have to do them.
When
someone picks them, you pay them. You look for that which is on the roadside, which is fallen upon them rainfall. You don't know who ordered it down there.
You
see men very harsh.
They
can't give you their coin.
When they
keep it, you know they have bewitched you.
Let's
begin from there the other time. May God bless you.